bring you greetings from the Louisiana Bayou country. Crawfish is in season. Amen. The azaleas are blooming. Church is in revival. And we don't have anything to complain about. Amen. Praise God. We're happy in Jesus. Bring you greetings from our church, from our pastor, Brother Samuel Hamm. We're very, very proud to have him as our pastor. As Brother Calhoun said, after 52 and a half years, if anyone asks you, tell them to ask me, and I'll tell them that 20 years old is too young to start pastoring, and 73 years old is too old to still be pastoring that same church. But God's been good to us. And I'm not complaining. What a beautiful church, beautiful location, wonderful presence of the Lord. Brother Calhoun, to your family, we honor you. And a church that has a good pastor that loves God, seeks the Lord, hears from God in this end time to get us ready and to stay ready for the coming of the Lord. Help us get our loved ones saved and our neighbors and our friends. Keep this gospel message straight, alive, and powerful. We're very blessed. Very, very blessed. Amen. To have someone who is taking his job of getting us ready for the coming of the Lord very seriously, knowing that he'll answer for us. And you're blessed to have been given the mind of Christ and an humble spirit to where you can receive instructions. It's not natural. It's not really natural for human beings to let somebody else kind of tell them what to do. But some kind of way we, in the Holy Ghost, we crucify that part of human nature. And we say, God, I want to go to heaven. You want me to go to heaven. Please give me somebody that'll help me go to heaven, and I will follow them, and I'll pray for them that they will never stray from what it really takes to go to heaven. And for me and my family, we're going to always appreciate that God's looking out for us through the ministry and direction of our pastor. So it's an honor being here. I really didn't know this was Heritage Sunday for Landmark in Texarkana. I just thought I was just coming up here to be with y'all, but I'm glad to join in with this because I do certainly honor the heritage of this church, the memory and the history and the foundation of this church. My dad went to the little town of Melville where I am in 1941, the fall of 1941, and started the mission there in an old store building. And I do well remember Brother DeLouche and my dad were friends, and I was just a kid, but I remember Brother DeLouche when he and my dad and them talked about it. Brother DeLouche is going to Texarkana and start a church. And I remember that, as before you girls in the front here discovered America. That was way back. And so my dad and Brother DeLouche were contemporaries and friends. And then Brother Samuel Baker, I knew him all through the years. Brother Husher knew him. He was a legend. And Brother Bobby Edwards, good friends. In fact, I think Brother Bobby Edwards was preaching revival for me in Melville. He left there and came and became pastor here in Texarkana. Friends all down through the years. Brother Ellis, Brother Hurst. Don't think I forgot any. Brother Calhoun. Well, how blessed you've been. How blessed you've been. A lot of folks have already gone on to heaven because God blessed Texarkana with a long line of good, straight preachers. And here you are just before the coming of the Lord. And the Lord's in his plan probably going to wind it all up in the able ministry of Brother Jason Calhoun. So we have a lot to be thankful for. We salute you, respect you, and congratulate you on keeping the fire burning all these years. 68 years. That's a long time. But in the light of eternity, it's not really so very long. One of the songs that the singers were singing and was up on the board, it's a matter of time. Time is time's an interesting thing. You know, we're creatures of time, and I may just talk to you a little bit today. Brother Calhoun doesn't know anything about my preaching. Brother Calhoun's never heard me preach. He doesn't know how clumsy I am or what a country preacher I am. He will be just as surprised as you are, and I appreciate his confidence in inviting me to come. But you have no idea, what you have exposed your nice people to. But I will just, we're just going to, I do feel, and especially getting here and find out this is Heritage Sunday, I say, well, you know, I think that what I kind of feel in my heart probably fits all right. And we'll just visit here a little bit in the Word of the Lord. I am glad to have my wife traveling with me. And my baby daughter, Sandy, and her husband, Randall Smoke, and two of their three daughters, Victoria and Caitlin Rose. They have another daughter that's in a school situation and could not come today. And my little baby granddaughter, Lily. If you hadn't met Lily, you'll want to meet Lily. We have a very interesting family. That's an understatement. Would you stand, please? I want to read from the book of Job. Book of Job. How many of you feel like you really know about the life of Job? You do. Come on, raise your hand. You feel like you know. But I mean, I'm not intimidated. It's not like we already know about the life of Job. What are you going to preach about it again for? Yeah, I just want, you feel like you know about the life of Job. You read about it. You know about the life of Job. Wave your hand there. Good, good. You girls, I'm not trying to trick y'all no kind of way. Don't be like that. I want to read the very first part of the book of Job, and time is going to be one of the things that we will talk about. In the sixth verse of the first chapter, Job chapter 1 and verse number 6, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And it talked about Job, and then in the second chapter, the first verse said, again, there was a day. Everybody say, there was another day. There was a day, and there was another day. And I'm going to tell you, from that point on, Job was on the devil's merry-go-round. I mean, the devil was giving him some kind of round. But just turn on over to the very, very last part of the book of Job, very last part. And the last three words of the book of Job, the very last three words, after we have struggled miserably through 42 chapters, we have struggled with Job for 42 chapters. The last three words said that he was full of days. He is full of days. I guess you could say that about all of us. We're full of days. Let's pray. Help me. Jesus, we need your help. I pray that looking at these good people and honoring them for all their faithfulness for this pastor, the work of the Lord here, I pray that you would anoint and use us and guide and direct us. Touch my mind, my heart, my spirit, my words, that I could be a blessing to someone today. Someone here could leave with great courage, great faith, great zeal, and great love for God. I can't do anything without you. Use us to your glory. Let us be a blessing. And everyone say in Jesus' name, you can be seated. Thank you very much. Thank you for standing in honor of the reading of the word of the Lord. Now, we know the story of Job. The story of Job. Poor old Job. Everybody say it together. Poor old Job. You ever felt like maybe you and Job was close kin? You know, y'all had some common DNA? Like, poor old Job, poor old Job, nothing. Poor old me. Me and Job, I understand. I know what Job went through. I know what Job went through. We know the story of Job. And I'm not going to bore you with a lot of details because you know the story of Job. Poor old Job. You know the story of poor old Job. He was a good man, and he lived right. He tried to raise his family right. He tried to do right. God was proud of him. And when the devil came and tried to accuse God, and the Bible says the devil is the accuser of the brethren. Right. Amen. When somebody, you know, all of this technology now, you can talk bad about anybody you want to anonymously, and somebody pick it up and pass it on, add to it, make it twice as bad and pass it on, and you really have no defense. And several folks 3 or 4 years back, they said, Brother Majors, what are we going to do about all these things that people are saying? Has no defense. I said, it hadn't bothered me any. I hadn't turned to that page, whatever that page was. I hadn't turned to that page. I'm not paying attention to it. Well, you know, if people are saying things, talking, saying things, saying that. That's the devil's business. He would not be a good devil if he wasn't accusing people. He is a liar, the father of it, can't tell the truth. Amen. And when he speaks, it is a lie. And the Lord kind of gave me a little message one day over there. It said, why does a heathen rage? Why does a heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Well, there is an answer to that why. It's because they are the children of the devil, and that's what the devil, the works of the devil, will they do. They will resent good people. They resent truth. They resent churches who stand for righteousness. They're going to yak, they're going to talk, they're going to lie, they're going to smear, they're going to campaign. Hallelujah, they're going to rage. The wicked, the evil will rage. The people will rage because that's what they do. There is a declared war between good and bad. There's a declared war between righteousness and unrighteousness. And just as surely as you're going to lift up the banner of righteousness and truth and honor, amen, and good, clean living, the devil's going to do just exactly the opposite. So get used to it. Amen. Just let it go. Let it go. So the devil is still the devil. What's new? Amen. The devil is a good devil. The devil does what devils do. And the devil's children do what the children's father does. Amen. The devil's children lie like the devil does because they are children of the devil and the devil is their father. So don't be disturbed about it, upset about it. I just hope that we do the works of our father as thorough as they do the works of their father. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine before men that they can see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. And don't spend your time fretting over what the devil and his kids are doing against you. So the devil was doing what the devil does. And there was a day. There was a day. Job was doing fine, getting along good, had a fine family, a nice wife. He had much property, plenty of animals, a big farm, a big house. His big white house sat way up on a hill with a big white fence and a driveway. Everything was just right. He wore a big white hat. He dressed good. His cowboy boots were shined, and everybody said, Mr. Job. And he was honored, respected, was one of the richest men in his day, and everything was just really, really going good. Thank God for the days that go good. But there was another day. There was a day when the devil said to God, what about, God said, what about Job? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we want our light to shine. We want to be a testimony and be an example. But remember this, when you do, you're setting yourself up as a target to the enemy. Praise God. Be ready for criticism when you try to really do right. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the righteous can't suffer as an evildoer. Just be sure you're not doing evil. Hallelujah, that you really are righteous. Job was just minding his own business. He didn't have any idea that the devil was even meeting with the Lord that day. He was going on minding his business. And God said, look at Job, what an example he is. Look at that man with that good family, how good he is and how he loves God, and he won't put up with no evil. He is just, he's just right. He's good, straight. And the devil, everybody say the devil. The devil always has a comeback. Oh, yeah, sure, but look how good you are. I want to tell the devil, amen, I am not ashamed to admit that the Lord has been extra good to me. I do not deny that he gives me breaks. Amen. I don't deny that he treats me as one of his pets. Praise God. I'm not going to deny it. If God's been good to me, I'm not going to live my life all down and out and griping and complaining. I'm going to say, sure, the Lord's been good to me. I'm more than I deserve, and I give God the praise for it. Hallelujah. Don't never deny that, yes, God's been good to me. Hallelujah. If you'd live right, God would be good to you. Right. Amen. Don't be intimidated by it. In school, don't be intimidated. Yeah, you get all the breaks. Yeah, God is good to me. And I give him glory for it. And so you got a hedge built around him. You're watching out for him. You're taking care of him. You're doing good things. Amen. Thank God for the testimony and the observation of the devil. Hallelujah, that recognizes that God is real good to those who live righteous. And he said, I want to test Job. I'll make him curse you to your face. And you know the story. And God gave him permission. He lost his cattle. He lost his farm. He lost everything. And then the wind came and blew the house down. He was actually praying for his kids when the wind came and blew the house in on top of them, killed them all. Now, there's a lot of questions rise even in a righteous person's mind. There's a lot of questions, but just hang in there. Amen. By and by, we'll understand it better by and by. And sometimes the by and by is not necessarily in the great hereafter. Amen. Sometimes the answer comes sooner than you had expected. And sometimes you just have to hang on and say, I don't understand it, but I know who the Lord is, and I know my relationship with him. Amen. This is not going to change what's down inside of me. And then the Bible says there was another day. You say, that's as bad as it can get. No, it can get worse. There was another day. These days, I want to talk to you about the days in the life of Job. These days in the life of Job. Then his body was covered with balls. It was totally miserable. His wife said, curse God and die. She was the last human being that he had to lean on, and she held her nose and looked at him with such disdain and rejection, said, yuck, get out of it, Job, just go. Curse God and die. We'll just bury you or whatever and be over with, be out of it. Amen. And Job said, God's still God. And he said, I'm shocked that you would say that. Have you forgotten those good days? Everybody say the good days. Good days. Yeah, but what about this day? There was a day. Amen. By the help of the Lord, there's going to be some more good days. Just hang in there, Job. Hallelujah. He said, you speak as a foolish woman. What he's saying is, woman, have you lost your mind? That's all I have left is God. That's all I have left is God. I'm sure not going to turn God loose. Amen. When trouble comes, God would be the last one you would want to give up. If you ever needed God, you need him when trouble comes. Sickness, financial reverses, misunderstandings, domestic situations, conflicts, your job, your family, whatever. Amen. If I ever needed God, I really need God now. I really do need God now. Amen. Regardless of what life has become and the misery and the disappointments and the reverses, amen, I'm going to hold on to God. In one case, when his three friends came. Now, they were being very liberal, very general when they called those guys friends. I mean, I don't even like their names. I don't like what they were doing to Job. I don't like them. Their names is not, especially that little short guy, that Bildad. He was Bible said his shoe height. I mean, he was a little short guy, and they would attack Job and say ugly things to him, mean things to him. Shame, shame on them. And Job was living through all of this. And one time, you know, it's hard to argue with three people at one time, because while one's talking, the others are thinking, and they're getting ready to come in from this other angle. And it's hard to watch all three of them at one time. And so about the time Job would prepare to answer, one of them say, "Yeah, but, yeah, yeah." And every now and then they would evoke the subject of God. Are you saying that God did such a... Who are you to say this or that about God? And Job didn't know which way to turn. And about the time he'd come up for air, one of the others would whop him. And this went on. He thought it was bad for 7 days while they just sit there and stared at him. I mean, that's bad enough. Before it was over, he wished they'd stayed quiet. They were hitting the man hard. Finally, Job, he couldn't. He'd try to answer, and then this other guy, and then this little short guy, Bildad, he'd come in there, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, we is. Yeah, yeah, yeah." And I don't like those guys. What kind of friends? But that's all he had. His wife said, "I'm out of here." And Job was left with his balls, his sores, his pain, and his friends. And 42 chapters. One time it got so bad, he finally told him, he said, "Why do you do all of this to me? The heart of the matter remains in me." What he was saying is, "Boys, I am going to rise or fall based on what's deep down inside that you can't even see. The heart of the matter, the very soul and the core of this whole thing is down inside. So my big house is gone. So my children, my lovely children, are dead. So my big horse and my sheep and cattle, all that. So my field has been burned up. So my wife is yak-yakking down at the chatterbox party, just yak-yakking. And now you're sitting here, and this is all I have left." But he said, you know, way down deep inside, there's something that hasn't been touched. It hasn't been scarred. It hasn't been marred. It hasn't been diluted. It hasn't been changed. The heart of the matter is deep down inside of me. You know, that's why we have to have more than just a social connection with the church. More than just, I went to the picnic and... I was on a committee and da-da-da-da, and it is real good. These are nice folks to be with, and I'm glad to have these nice people to raise my family with. And Brother Calhoun and his family, such nice folks, and we're glad to be around him, and he's encouraging, and the service is uplifting. That's all wonderful. That's all wonderful. But we have to have something solid, personal, individual between us and God. I have to get a hold to something that lives in my heart. A total conviction, conversion, amen, baptism, a new birth, amen, a new creature in Christ where old things are passed away, all things become new. I have to know who I am. I am a child of God. Amen. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I have the revelation of who he is. I know him in the power of the Holy Ghost. I spoke in tongues when the Spirit of God entered into me. Amen. I worship him. I love him. I serve him. And all of these things out here are wonderful. There's some wonderful day. Isn't today a wonderful day? Amen. Isn't today a wonderful day? But I'm going to tell you, God will be just as great tomorrow, regardless of what kind of day it is, as he is today. But we have to have it. I have to have it myself. Amen. It's great to be a member of the body of Christ. Oh, the blessing of being a part of the body. Amen. But when you come right down to it, being a member in particular, know who you are in God. Amen. I'm a child of God. It's not just that my family is Pentecostal. Amen. But I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I have the Holy Ghost. My name is written in the book of life. And if everything is taken away, the heart of the matter still lives inside of me. And he would catch a little bit of fresh air. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and I shall stand on the latter day. Hallelujah. Latter day. That's going to be another day. The devil, you had your day. Devil, you had your day. Miss Job, you had your day. Friends, little shoe height, you had your day. Amen. Devil, you had your day. But that's going to be another day. That's going to be another day. I want to tell you, amen, whatever situation you ever go through, praise God, keep that Holy Ghost fire and anointing and power, that praise, that worship, that submission, and that hope alive in your soul. Keep that hope alive in your soul. Outward circumstances cannot put out that inward fire. Amen. Job, hallelujah. And everybody said, I tell you, Job used to really have it. Did y'all know that, Mr. He used to really have it. What do you mean he used to have it? Well, he's the one who had that big house, all that. He's the one who had all them kids. He's the one. His wife was really, I mean, she was really a sweet lady, knockout kind of lady. I mean, she was really, Miss Job really had it. Job said, I still have it. He said, I still have it. I still have it. Praise God. Lift your hands and thank God you still have it. Amen. Only you and God know what you've been through, but you still have it. You still have it. Hallelujah. Until one day, praise God, one day Job got up enough courage. He said, I'm going to forgive all of y'all. I'm going to pray for you. Come here. Come here, you little shorty. I'm going to pray for you too. Amen. I'm going to pray for you. God bless this little man here. God bless him. God bless him. Bless these other two friends. Bless them. Amen. God bless my wife. Bless them. He forgave them. He prayed for them. And he forgave them. And he prayed for them. He forgave them. And he prayed for them. And when he started praying for them, he felt something coming back on him. Yes. Hallelujah. Like things are going to get better with me now. And the Bible said when he prayed for his friends, the Lord healed him. Right. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. You will never get any better hating, resenting. Healing don't start until forgiveness is complete. That's right. Hallelujah. Healing don't start until you put it behind you. Healing doesn't start until you say, by the grace of God, hallelujah, God bless them. Amen. God bless them. Healing starts, amen, when forgiveness is complete. Hallelujah. And that's the day that the sun came up again in the life of Job. That's another day. The last three verses said Job's life was full of days. Now, you say, Brother Majors has reminded us of the life of Job. The truth is, I just told you about a teeny, teeny little part of Job's life. Now, we think of Job, this is his life. But could I tell you, Job had a bunch of days before Job 1 started. A lot of good days. Sun came up, the kids ran around, played. He was happy. He was probably 60, 70 years old before the devil ever started beating up on him. The entire book of Job possibly only covered maybe 3 months in the life of Job. The Bible says that after this was over, I mean, his wife sweetened back up. They had a house full of kids again. The most beautiful kids in all the world, the Bible said. He had more of everything than he had before. This is not the life of Job. This is a little test that Job took. He sat down for just a moment and passed that test. And he, you know how many days Job had after Shuhite was gone home and Miss Job had sweetened up, amen, and the balls was healed up? He had 51,100 more days. That's half as many days. I mean, that's twice as many days as from the time Brother DeLouche came here to build a church till now. I mean, that's a long time, 1944 till now. That's about 25,300 days. And Job, after his troubles were gone, he had 51,135 more days, full of days. He only had about 90 days of this. Yet people say, that's the life of Job. The devil would like to say, read the story of Job and you see how God's people, what a hard time they have. That was just a teeny tiny little old bit of the life of Job. Amen. That was one dark cloud, amen, in maybe 210 years over somewhere near 90,000 days that Job had. And he just had about 90 days of this stuff. I simply want to tell you that whatever the devil brings on, whatever the doctor says, whatever the scans show, whatever the x-rays show, whatever report the pathologist brings back, whatever the telephone call says, or whatever the judge says, or whatever your foreman on the job says, or whatever your banker says, amen, compared to all of the days that God gives us, it's just a tiny, tiny little bit. Amen? That's why the Bible said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. Praise God. But this hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. People said, how can y'all do it? Amen. There's something in us that is of eternity. Amen. Jesus Christ, who is our life. Hallelujah. We're already connected with the world to come. Amen. All of these things around us, we know they're going to pass away. This house, amen, is going to pass away, but we have a house. Hallelujah. This world's not our home, but we're not homeless. We're not homeless. Praise God. We're not homeless. Hallelujah. We have a Father. Amen. And we have a city. Praise God. Our name is in that book. We're citizens of another country. We're on our way. Praise God. And whatever a day may hold, whatever a day may deal to us, I don't know. I don't know right now what the devil might be griping about before the throne of God. I don't know. But I know my Redeemer liveth. And I know that the Lord is going to not let the devil do everything the devil would really like to do. God said, you can do this, this. That's as far as you can go, devil. As far as you can go. Amen. He's a bad devil, but he's got a chain on him. Praise God. Our God is a higher power. Praise God. The God that we serve, the God that we serve, hallelujah, has the final say. Amen. Has the final say. It's not over yet. Praise God. There's so many good days. Hallelujah. And I say to you today, pick your head up. Hallelujah. Pick your head up. Don't dwell on the people who brought misery to you. Don't dwell on the situations that were miserable. Don't dwell on the days, amen, when you were hurting and suffering and weeping and crying and disappointed. Amen. Don't dwell on the thought that people didn't stand by you or support you when you needed them. Amen. God is still God, and he can turn that page. Praise God, he can turn that page. Hallelujah. The devil likes to say, aha, there was a day, amen, when I got Job. There's a day when I got Job. Yeah, and there was 51,135 days after you got through, devil. Amen, that Job, praise God, was a testimony, hallelujah, of the lasting benefit and blessing of being a faithful child of God. Hallelujah. Don't let your life and your testimony be defined by one dark moment. Even if you fail God, hear me today. And I say this, amen, speaking to you right straight from Calvary today. Even if you fail God, don't let that define who you are. Amen. Don't let that always be what's on your mind and who you are and depressing you down. Praise God. Rise up. Hallelujah. And say, by the grace and mercy of God, hallelujah, I've done wrong, but I repent. Amen. I turn around and I change. Hallelujah. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to live for God. There's people smoking cigarettes now. Hallelujah, Brother Calhoun. It'll probably be teaching Sunday school 3 years from now. Hallelujah. There's folks living like the devil that thinks they never will see the light of sunshine again. But the love of God can touch their heart and melt their spirit and give them courage and give them faith and give them hope. Hallelujah. And they can rise up and be some of the greatest soul winners in this church. Oh, don't let your little day of trouble be the defining experiences of your life. There are many days. Praise God, many, many days. Hallelujah. Thank God for the 25,000, amen, 200 days since Brother DeLouche came here to build this church. Amen. But that's some more days. It ain't over yet. I say it's not over yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have to believe that our best days are yet ahead. Amen. If the heart and the root of the matter, Job said, remains in me. Hallelujah. This did not shake my faith in God. It shakes our faith in people. Praise God. And when we start praying for them, we feel better toward them again. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how many people will come back into your life if you keep your spirit sweet. Amen. And God's blessings return to you. You'll be surprised how many folks are loving you again. The Bible said that Job, oh, I like this. I mean, Job threw a party. He said, I'm going to barbecue. Y'all come. Amen. He cooked for all his friends. I like that part. I like that part. I like to invite those folks I know they've been talking about. Y'all come too. Amen. Come on, bring all the kids. Hallelujah. I'm going to make some catfish couillon and some sauce pecan. I'm going to bake some buttermilk biscuits. Y'all all come. Y'all come. Amen. We're going to do some fricasse. And we have rice with everything. We have rice with milk. I mean, we have rice with everything down there. And y'all all come. Yeah, you come too. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And he invited all of them. Day before yesterday, there was nobody that would even wave at him when he passed. But because his heart was right, he was able to reach out and recover the whole shebang. Praise God. Thank God for the revival. Thank God for victory. Thank God for hope. Amen. Thank God for our future. Thank God for where we've been and where God has brought us from and brought us to and where we are now. Hallelujah. And it's looking mighty good in the days ahead. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Praise God. Praise God. I'm not going to preach all day. Amen. If this whole book of Job, amen, can happen in just a teeny little part of that whole life, hallelujah, I don't need to use all day to get my little message across. I just want to tell you, praise God, it's not over yet. There's going to be another day. There, you got some more days. You got some more days ahead. Goody, goody, devil, there's some more days. Amen. All the card hadn't been punched yet. Amen. All the card hadn't been punched yet. Praise God. The devil got in a couple of them, but Job said the devil had two. Amen. And I'm going to have about 51,000 more. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hey, church, that was awesome, wasn't it? Praise the Lord. It's easy to take a few circumstances of life and situations that happen to you that are beyond your control and assume that that is the whole sum of everything. That's just the way it's going to be, and I just have to accept this and just learn how to deal or to live with this. But that could just be a moment or a span or a period of time in your life. Amen. And God wants you to see the big picture. He wants you to see the big picture. He wants you to see the rest of what He has for you. And it may be that that period of your life is preparing you for some great days that are down the road. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. Why don't we step out from where we are? We've heard a message today. I said we've heard a message from God today that will not only help you in this particular moment, but it will help you the rest of your life if you'll apply it. Why don't we gather around this altar this morning and just say, God, I don't know exactly what's going on perhaps right now in my life, but I know You're in control of the whole thing. And God, I'm going to keep living for You and trusting You and doing Your will, living for You, serving You with all of my heart, and You're going to take care of it all. You're going to balance the books at the end of it all. God, I know You're in control of everything. Come on, let's all gather around these altars. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We invite everybody to come. Praise the Lord. Let's pray with one another. Let's pray together. Let's seek the Lord for a few moments here before we leave. God, I need Your touch today. God, help me to understand that life's not made up of one day. Help me to understand that life is not made up of one moment, one crisis, one situation, one bad circumstance. But God, help me to realize, Lord, that days, God, that are in weeks and months that are still ahead, God, is You're in control of them. You understand them. You know where I'm going. You know what my destiny is. And I put my faith and trust in You. I'm believing You. I'm asking You, God, to guide me and help me. I'm not going to stop worshiping You. Just like Job, blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to keep praising Your name. I'm going to keep lifting up Your name.